From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. When President Obama travels to Copenhagen next month to participate in a global climate change summit, he is expected to commit the U.S. to a goal of substantially reducing greenhouse gas emissions over the next decade. The White House says the president will lay out his goals for reducing carbon dioxide emissions by roughly 17%. Such a commitment would reverse long-standing U.S. opposition to mandatory emissions restrictions. Carbon dioxide is one of the major contributors to greenhouse gas emissions. The president will attend the conference December 9th before flying on to Oslo to accept the Nobel Peace Prize. Israel has announced it will limit settlement construction in the West Bank for 10 months, a move Washington hopes will pave the way for new peace talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The partial moratorium on housing construction does not cover East Jerusalem and falls short of Palestinian demands for a full settlement freeze. Still, the Obama administration's Middle East envoy, George Mitchell, said he thinks the Israeli decision was significant and could have a substantial impact on the ground.
It is more than any Israeli government has done before and can help move toward agreement between the parties.
He said he hopes Israeli-Palestinian talks can begin soon at varying levels, and he said he hopes they can agree quickly on the borders of a future Palestinian state so that there will no longer be any question about settlement construction. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Japanese automaker Toyota has announced details of a major recall after reports of some cases where floor mats jammed accelerator pedals. In one instance, a stuck accelerator was blamed in the fiery crash in California that killed a California Highway Patrol officer and three members of his family. Toyota says it will recall about 4 million vehicles, the largest U.S. recall in the automaker's history. The automaker will replace the accelerator pedals on vehicles. Commerce Department says sales of new homes in the U.S. were up last month, rising 6% from September to the highest level in a year. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
New home sales did rise, but these monthly numbers jump around a lot. So many economists don't get too excited about this new home sales number. But there is another data point in the report that's watched very closely.
The most encouraging item in the report is the inventory number.
Pat Newport is a housing economist with IHS Global Insight. He says the number of homes sitting on the market unsold, the inventory, has been falling for 30 straight months now. That's good because it means that there's no longer a glut of new homes.
The number of unsold homes that builders are holding fell to its lowest level since 1971. That's really good news because it tells us that housing starts are going to continue growing going forward.
In other words, even with sales at very low levels historically, it's likely that more new homes are going to have to get built, and that would help create jobs and give a boost to the entire economy. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 30 points. This is NPR. Director Roman Polanski is expected to be released from jail and placed on electronic monitoring under house arrest after posting $4.5 million in bail. Swiss authorities have agreed to release the 76-year-old director after holding him for almost 2 months. They say the decision to release Polanski will have no effect on an assessment of whether he should be extradited to the U.S. Polanski pleaded guilty to having sex with a 13-year-old girl in 1977, but fled the country before his sentencing in 1978. He was arrested in Zurich in September when he arrived to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award at a film festival. Space Shuttle Atlantis is now undocked from the International Space Station and preparing for Friday's return to Earth. From member station KUHF in Houston, Jack Williams reports.
The shuttle pulled away from the space station and then flew around it to take pictures of the newest additions to the complex. Atlantis astronauts are now making sure everything is stowed and ready for re-entry Friday. Lead shuttle flight director Mike Serafin says they're also troubleshooting a problem with a waste tank that won't completely empty.
We believe that there's a blockage in the line that basically vents the wastewater out into space. And the folks here on the ground are working on that.
Serafin says the blockage probably won't prevent a Friday landing, but NASA engineers would like to have it cleared up before the trip home. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
Mortgage interest rates have reached another record low, falling to 4.78% this week, matching the previous all-time low set back in April. Rates on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage had been hovering at near 5% since then, but dropped back down again, helping to spark another wave of refinancing and home sales. However, only the best qualified buyers are expected to be able to get those rates. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.